Good morning. It is good to connect with you today on this Sunday morning, this Reformation Sunday morning, a day in which we recall the work of the Protestant Reformation, especially the work of Martin Luther, and how it had an impact on our faith, how it has influenced the course of Christianity. And I believe the Protestant Reformation did not take place out to harm or to push people away from the church, but rather to call the church back to Christ, to call the church back to the gospel and the hope that we find in Christ. Today we'll be hearing from the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 22, verses 34 through 46. And here in this passage, I see Jesus acting and as a bit of a reformer. You know, recalling or calling people back to what matters the most, to be grounded in the hope that comes from God and also living out that hope so others would know God as well. So I invite you to hear these words. We'll start again at verse 34 of chapter 22 of Matthew's Gospel. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question, "What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David by the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet'? If David thus calls him Lord, how can he be his son?" No one was able to give him an answer, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I think of this story that Matthew's gospel here, this story of Jesus, where Jesus has asked this question, and it's being asked in a way to trip up Jesus. Because there were all these laws that the Pharisees and the Sadducees believed that had to be followed precisely, exactly, in order to be connected with God. To be a faithful religious person, you had to follow all these laws. And they were all the laws were equal. No, one law was greater than the other. All the laws were important. So in a lot of ways, Jesus here is responding to a question that was intended to be a trap. It was a trick question. But yet Jesus responded, and I believe responded with authority. And he responded grounded in his tradition, in the tradition even of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that Jewish faith, recalling that greatest commandment out of Deuteronomy, that Shema. And as he shares with it here, and I'll read it again, you know, Jesus' response to that question of which is the greatest commandment, Jesus responded, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." And then Jesus goes a little further and not only gives the greatest commandment, it gives the second greatest commandment as well. He kind of raised one up on the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And that second commandment is, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." When I look at this here, I also see Jesus acting as a bit of a reformer. A reformer who was calling people back to God and into the kingdom of God. It was an inclusive act to bring people together, to bring people into that experience of God's grace. I think about all the tools that we have today that we find, especially technologies, apps, and so many of those technologies and those apps that are being developed today are all being done in a way to reduce complexity, to reform businesses, or to reform regulation, to make things simple and easy. So this idea of taking things that are complex, no big things, things that can be difficult to follow, things that can be difficult to be a part of, the act of reducing into simplicity, yet not sacrificing the essence of what is being reduced in complexity, is something that's been going on for some time. I think it's important for us as Christians, as a people of faith, to recall this moment when it feels like we have so many things that we have to follow. There's so many things that we have to do in order to be grounded in God's grace. In fact, it's quite simple for us to follow Christ. We don't have to be so caught in the complexity of our lives or make our faith something that's far more complex than it needs to be. Even though Jesus was being put in the hot seat, and even though he was being put in they're trying to put him in a place where he would trip up what he could respond with. Instead of being caught up and tripped up, Jesus responded with a simple message, a simple yet grounded and beautiful message, by summing up all the laws and the prophets. So instead of being caught up in all the complexity of the over 600 laws that were being expected for any person who is Jewish to follow, instead he brought it down. Didn't sacrifice the greater message, but instead reformed and brought down the gospel, not to reduce it, but to rather to bring others in, to make it teachable, to make it something that we all can learn and grow from. And so when we hear those words out of Matthew's gospel there in verse 37, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And then when Christ goes on in 38 and 39, this is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. I believe the message that is here is an important reminder to bring us back to what matters in our faith, that we are connected with our God, that we are connected with Christ, and that we live out our faith. I believe so others can experience the love that we have experienced by sharing that love that comes from God, that grace that comes from God through Christ. I believe others will be blessed and know this hope and know the importance and also the blessing of loving the Lord our God with all of our heart and our soul and our mind and our strength. And also the transformative power of loving our neighbors as ourselves. I believe in our day and age, in our time, it is critical for us to love our neighbors as ourselves. I believe it can make a difference, and I believe it can make our communities, our country, our world truly a better place to live in. Not because it sounds good, which does sound good, by the way. I love the idea of being in a community where there is an abundance of love for one another. But it's also a faithful act. It's an act grounded in the gospel, in the hope and the love that comes from Christ. So brothers and sisters, as we go into the coming days, when it feels like there's so much complexity in our lives, when it feels like there's just too much, I believe if we remember and recall these words in a moment in which Christ was almost tripped up with complexity, when people were trying to set Christ up. Instead of being tripped up in complexity and all the complex parts of life and faith, Christ instead brought a message that was grounded in hope, and for us today is still grounded in hope. And it connects us with our God and with each other. So brothers and sisters, let us stay grounded in this hope. Let us stay grounded in this gospel. Not only so we can experience God in our lives, but so that our neighbors can, our families can, our communities can experience the same love and grace that we experience in our lives because of God's great care and love for us. Amen.